Special Olympic World Games are for competitors with intellectual and mental disabilities. Just like the regular Olympics, the games open with the lighting of the huge torch from a flame that's been carried around the world by these special athletes. And if you've ever watched that part of the torch run, you likely had tears in your eyes because the courage and the determination and the hope on the faces of these particular runners is awesome. They personify the Special Olympic Oath, which is, let me win. But if I can't win, let me be brave in the attempt. And as the torch is carried around the world, runners encounter all kinds of discouraging weather and difficult circumstances, but they don't quit. And they don't quit because the torch they carry is called the Flame of Hope. This is Daily Hope, and I'm Rick Warren.
Today on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. If you've ever had the sinking suspicion that there are unseen spiritual forces working against you, you're going to want to stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a special 7-session DVD series and workbook from Pastor Rick called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle Against Temptation. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called When You Feel Like Giving Up.
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Jonah chapter 2, verse 7. That's the story. You know the story of Jonah. God told him to go to Iraq to preach, to Syria, to Nineveh. And he said, I'm not doing that. In fact, he went the exact opposite. He got on a boat to go to the seaport in the coast of Spain. He's going the exact opposite direction of the way God wanted him to go. So God planned a little Mediterranean cruise for Jonah. And the Bible says he created a great fish, and when Jonah is thrown overboard by the sailors, this fish swallows him up. Now, by the way, it doesn't say whale. It just says great fish. It could have been, I don't know. But God could have created a fish with an apartment in it if he wanted to. If you can create the entire universe, you can create anything you want. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you don't have a problem. If God created the universe, you don't have a problem with miracles. He can do whatever he wants to. And so anyway, Jonah at the bottom of the ocean in chapter 2 prays his prayer of repentance, and he says in Jonah 2:7, when I had lost all hope, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. You need to do that. When I had lost all hope, Jonah 2:7, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. You need to refocus. You need to refocus. Now the fifth step in overcoming discouragement. Minimize the pain and maximize the profit. Minimize the pain of doing the right thing and maximize the profit. Yes, there's pain in getting in shape. Yes, there's pain in getting in spiritual shape. Yes, there's pain in anything that works in life, that matters in life. But you look at the long-term gain. You look at the reward. You minimize the pain. You maximize the profit. Jesus did this in verse 2. He, Jesus, was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. Notice he's looking past short term. The joy that would be his afterwards. What is the joy that his afterwards? He knew that his death would cause the salvation of you and me. So he's doing it for our benefit. He's going through pain for somebody else's benefit. That's redemptive pain. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. Now he's seated in the place of highest honor besides God's throne in heaven. You got to look past short-term thinking on anything that you want to change in your life to make it through that difficult period when you want to give up, and you want to give up on the marriage, and you want to give up on the dream, and you want to give up on the diet, and you want to give up on the job search, and you want to give up on adopting a baby, and you want to give up on whatever it is. You've got to push through that, minimize the pain, and maximize
the eventual prophet. You might write this down. Play it down and pray it up. Play it down and pray it up. Play down the difficulty. Play down the hard part. Play down the pain and play up the benefit of doing the right thing and staying with that marriage and going and getting some counseling and working it out. It's always more rewarding to resolve a relationship and repair a relationship than to replace it.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called When You Feel Like Giving Up from our series called The Invisible War. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Do you want to live a victorious life? You can. Everyone is vulnerable to temptation, but few know how to fight it. From the moment we wake up, there's a spiritual war raging around us. In order to effectively fight this war and experience victory, we must be equipped with knowledge of the tactics that Satan uses to ensnare us. Learn the powerful defenses and comforts that God promises in the study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. In this 7-session DVD series and workbook, Pastor Rick will teach you how to overcome the 3 main types of temptations that Satan uses to stumble believers: passions, possessions, and position. If you want to win the battle against temptation, it is critical that you know how to fight the surprisingly predictable ways that Satan will tempt you. The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to rickwarren.org to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can text the word DAILY to 313131.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
It's always more rewarding to resolve a relationship and repair a relationship than to replace it. Let me give you an example of this. I'll just read this to you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about the pain he's gone through in serving the Lord. None of us come close to this. Listen to this. He's talking about being a missionary. He says, you know, I've worked hard. I've been put in jail more often. I've been whipped more times without number. I've faced death again and again. 5 times the Jews gave me 39 lashes. Now, imagine what that would look like on your back. If you've been whipped 39 times, times 5, that's how many lashes, scars you'd have on your back. 5 times I was given 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I've traveled many weary miles. I've traveled, faced dangers from flooded rivers and from robbers and dangers from my own people as well as the Gentiles. I've faced dangers in the cities, in the desert, and on stormy seas. I've faced dangers from men who claim to be Christians but aren't. I've lived with weariness and pain and sleepless nights. I've often been hungry and thirsty and gone many times without food. I've shivered from the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then he goes over, let me just read in the same book, same book, chapter 4. Here is his evaluation of all those problems. In spite of all this, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I'm minimizing the pain and maximizing the profit, the benefit, the reward. It's all a matter of perspective. He says, these light and momentary troubles I've been through. Light and momentary, you would call that life a disaster. If you'd been thrown in jail as many times as he had, you'd been whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and all, you'd call that a disaster life. He says, now these light and momentary troubles are small potatoes compared to the reward I'm going to get in heaven. So you minimize the difficulty in your life and you maximize the reward for doing the right thing. Eternal life. By the way, how long is eternal? Forever. What's it worth? priceless. Priceless. Is anything worth giving that up for? And by the way, the good news is once you've got that eternal life, nobody can take it away from you. So what do we do? Well, look at the next verse. Let's read this aloud together slowly. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now circle the phrase, at the proper time. You see, I always want the proper time to be my time. I want the answer now, yesterday, split second. I want God to be a genie to me. But he says, if you sow, you will reap. But this is the law of the harvest. There is always a waiting period between when you plant the seed and when you eat the fruit. You don't plant the seed one day and then get to eat an apple the very next day. There's always a delay, and you go through the seasons of life. And then you get to eat the fruit. Now, if you start planting some good habits in your life, I'm going to plant the habit of a daily quiet time with God, and I spend time with God praying every day for a few minutes and reading the Bible for a few minutes, just being quiet. You plant that seed, you're going to reap a harvest inevitably. If you plant a seed of tithing, you say, I'm going to, first 10% goes back to God. I'm planting that seed. You're going to reap a harvest eventually. If you plant a good seed of being kind to enemies and responding to evil with good and not criticizing back when people criticize you, you're going to reap a harvest eventually. But it doesn't come till you've gone through the seasons. Now, some of you right now are, you're in the summer and the heat's on in your life. And some of you are in the spiritual fall and all the leaves have fallen off and it looks pretty barren. And you may even be, even though it's summer, in the winter of your life right now. And it's cold, and it's snowy, and it's bleak and dark, and there's no fruit on the tree. Hang on. Spring is coming. It will come back. It will come back. You know, in 1981, the second year of Saddleback Church, I went through an entire year of depression. And I was overwhelmed with the responsibilities of this church, and I just thought, I am so incompetent, and there's no way I can handle the responsibilities of this church. And I was depressed for an entire year. And every Saturday, and I couldn't figure out why God was letting me go through this, and I was praying and staying close to Him, but it was just a tough year. And every Saturday, before preparing the coming to Sunday services, I would drive down to Laguna Beach and sit on the cliffs and watch the ocean, and I did it for a year. And I learned a truth that year, that the tide goes out, but it always comes back in. The tide goes out, but it always, always comes back in. Now, when the tide is out, the beach looks ugly. There's driftwood and junk and stuff all over. It's just not that very attractive. The tide may be out in your life right now. You're out of work. Or you're out of hope. Or you're out of money. Or the tide's out in your life some way. You're out of energy. Hang on. Hang on. It's going to come back in. Let us not grow weary in doing well, for we shall reap a harvest if we do not give up. You just got to keep on keeping on. And there's one other thing you do that'll help you hold on. Number six is you think about what Jesus did for me. When you're going through a tough time, remember the tough time Jesus went through and think about what He did on your behalf, the suffering He went through. I think about all that He endured for me, the attacks and the criticism. I think about the abuse and the cruelty He went through for my behalf, the meanness, the torture, the painful death that Jesus went through so I could be forgiven and I could go to heaven. He did it for me. Verse 3 and 4. Think about all He endured when you're trying to endure. Think about all He endured when sinful people did such terrible things to Him. So that you don't become weary and give up. After all, You've not given up your lives in your struggle against sin. You know, wait a minute, you're no martyr. You haven't shed any blood. You haven't died. So what's the problem? Let me sum up what I'm trying to teach you today. The problems you're going through, these are a test. It's easy to trust God when things go great. The real test of faith is when life stinks and when you have no emotion and you don't feel close to God. That's when real faith shows up. Will you trust God? Will you do the right thing even though you don't feel like doing it? Will you do the right thing even though it doesn't make sense? Will you endure to the finish line? Will you finish well, or will you stop in the middle of the race and walk over to the sideline? My question for you is this. What have you started that you need to finish? I don't know. What have you started that you need to finish? A year before Paul wrote the book to the Corinthians, the letter to the Corinthians, the Corinthian church had made a financial commitment, kind of like that Decade of Destiny. They had made a commitment to give money to help the church at Jerusalem. A year later, they had made the commitment, but they still hadn't given it. And Paul writes them a letter and he says, you know what, you guys? You need to finish what you start. You made a commitment to give, and now you need to finish what you start. Here's what he says, verse 10, 2 Corinthians 8. Finish what you started a year ago. For you were the first to begin doing something about it, and now you should carry this project through to completion, just as enthusiastically as you began it. Give whatever you can according to what you have. So let me go back and ask you a question again. What commitments have you made that you need to complete? Maybe you made a commitment to finish school and you didn't do it. Maybe you made a commitment to get out of debt and you got tired and you gave up on it. And you haven't done it. You haven't been keeping up with it. Maybe you've intended to be baptized and you've never yet been baptized. We'll complete that commitment. You need to go outside after the service today and I'll baptize you out there. It's like your next step. Maybe you've been hearing me talk about getting in a small group or starting a small group for months or maybe years, and you're still not in a small group. What do you need to commit to finish that you started? Maybe you started on the Daniel plan in January and you were doing so good. And now you've kind of let it slide and you're not being as disciplined and you're not doing the right things and you're letting it go and you're going back to old ways and you're giving up. That was just 5 months ago. 6 months ago, we committed as members of this church family to give to Destiny, Decade of Destiny for 3 years, even in the middle of a recession. And I know some of you at the time thought, Rick, I'm out of work right now and I just don't have the faith to make a commitment. Well, I give you another chance. You can do it today. Right in front of you, there's a Decade of Destiny card. It's the one from Christmas. And you could say, I need to make that commitment and I need to fulfill that commitment. Others of you, you made a commitment and you haven't been faithful to it. What do you need to finish that you started? I really don't know. But whatever it is, God will tell you. He will tell you. So I want us to bow our heads right now, and I want you to talk to God. And I want you to ask God, God, what do I need to complete that I started? Just ask Him that. I dare you. Ask God, what do I need to complete that I started? What have I had the intention to do, but I haven't done it yet? What have I had the intention to do but haven't done yet? What have I felt like giving up on? And with your head bowed, I'm going to pray for you, but I want you to encourage you to write down one thing on your outline. To write down so you won't forget it, because otherwise you're going to forget it and you won't do it again, even after we've talked about it. What's the one thing I need to complete? A commitment that I've made that I haven't been faithful to. Maybe a couple things. Father, you know how easy it is to get discouraged. You know our hearts. You know how easy it is that when times get tough, things get lean, we don't feel the initial emotion of the starting of it. We get discouraged, we get distracted, we get doubtful, we get in despair. I pray, Lord, that today we will take these steps. Now you pray. Pray this with me. In your heart, say, Lord, help me to remember that heaven is watching me. That there's a crowd of witnesses watching my life who've been through it before me. And they made it to the finish line, and I want to make it to the finish line. Help me to eliminate whatever doesn't matter in my life. To let go of the weights that slow me down. And the sins that hold me back. I want to run the race you have for me, not other people's race. I want to be what you made me to be. Help me not to care so much about the approval of others. Help me to focus on you, Jesus. Not my problems, not my circumstances, not the difficulty. Help me to minimize the pain and maximize the rewards. And to look past the cross and see the joy on the other side. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, say, Jesus, come into my life right now. I want to follow you and trust you. I want to learn to love you from this day forward. I pray this in your name. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, we all face temptations every day. It's a spiritual battle that takes place inside us. And it makes us vulnerable, particularly if we don't know how to fight it. To overcome temptation is absolutely essential that you know the tactics that Satan uses to trip us up. And it's vital to learn the biblical defenses that God gives us. He has told us in His Word how to handle and how to manage the attacks of Satan. Now, in order to help you learn how to respond to the predictable patterns that Satan uses to tempt you, I've created a study kit called The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation. This kit, The Invisible War, Winning the Battle of Temptation, includes a DVD with 7 different sessions and a simple booklet that will help you learn how to overcome and defeat temptation in your life. You really need this. In the series, I will teach you the 3 kinds of temptation, God's antidote to temptation, and even how to avoid temptation in the first place. It is a study guide that you can use by yourself, but you'll actually get more out of it if you'll gather a small group of friends together and study it together as a small group. Now, I want to send you the Invisible War, Winning the Battle for Temptation study kit as my gift to say thanks for your support of Daily Hope with your financial gift. You know, we can't do this without you. And your generosity helps us take the hope of Christ into places all around the world and now to places that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. You can visit rickwarren.org, www.rickwarren.org, or you can call my staff at 1-800-600-5004. If you'll be a supporter, if you'll help me out, if you'll join my team, call 1-800-600-5004. And we'd love to pray for you at the same time. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.